Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Islamists in Egypt may be blaming Christians for orchestrating President Mohamed Morsi's ouster. E3 Partners Middle East expert Tom Doyle expects persecution to get worse, but the greater concern is the risk of a chain reaction.
We just want to pray for Egypt, all of North Africa too, because as Egypt goes, usually goes North Africa. Admittedly, there's many more Christians. There are more Christians in Egypt than any other Middle East country. But yet, the shockwaves go out from Egypt.
It's Ramadan. No coincidence there, says Doyle. Join their 838 Facebook prayer force. We'll link you through our website. Next, a summer of hope kicks off in the United States. It's Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' annual outreach to Native American youth, and teams have 1 week under their belts. The first reservation they visited was full of death and self-destruction. As Native team members shared about Christ, the mood shifted. Nearly half of those who attended asked Jesus into their hearts. Pray for their growth as new believers. Follow us on Facebook for updates. And the Bible Pathway Devotional helps you read the whole Bible in a year. Karen Hawkins of Bible Pathway Ministries says they also send vital resources to pastors worldwide at no cost to them. But someone has to cover materials and shipping, and that's where Bible Pathway needs your help.
Each one of us is one cell in the body of Christ. I am one, you are one. Each church is one cell. But when the cells come together and work together, a lot more gets done.
Can you help equip believers around the world? Go to missionnetworknews.org under featured links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Vision Beyond Borders is making available the documentary Trafficked. It's an original documentary on human trafficking that helps you understand how you can make a difference. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.